Bamas 99.
We have a machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbono. Reb Shimon holds that Eishesochim shelo yoreo bo ilomoy v'yibim v'achar kach noilad, you're allowed to do yibum. Reb Shimon holds you're allowed to do yibum v'yibim v'achar kach noilad. And Rabbono holds that you're not allowed to do yibum. That's the machlekes, Reb Shimon v'Rabbono. Reb Shimon holds you're allowed to do evil, and Rabbono holds you're not allowed to do evil. And Reb Shimon himself, be'etzem, says a reason. The loshon from Reb Shimon alein, shteit asibe, zog Reb Shimon, hoil v'bo v'metzo b'heta, v'loy omdo olov sho achas b'yisu. So it's mefurish, in the words of Reb Shimon, a reason why yibim v'achar kach noilad is mutar. Hoil v'bo v'mitzo b'heter v'loy omda olob sho achas b'yis. Is that Reb Shimon? And the Gemara fragt, my time at the Rabbana. Reb Shimon says a pshat, my time at the Rabbana. And we mentioned yesterday, as Reb Elchanan learns, as what shtei do in the Gemara? The reason that Reb Shimon is matir, aistach shalai hoya bo ilomoy, this is a sugi and dafchof. Shlish mikach shein yubo. I'll explain what it means. Aber ze hetter von shlish mikach shein yubo. And Rabbanon also I'm asking, what is the machlekes in Yutesa Mudbeis? The shalif sidon nesro, so nishtar ke nesro. Reb Shimon says, if yibim v'achar kach noila, there's no nesro. It's toch mitzor behetter. Rabbanon hold, yibum im arishayim aleo, sidon nesro. Yibum im arishayim aleo, sidon nesro. That's the machlekes. So lefi Reb Elchanan, kum ta isa zeh. What is the machlekes? What is Reb Shimon and Rabbanon handling? If it's muter or osur, what is nekudas machlekes that Reb Shimon holds that it's muter, and Rabbanon holds that it's osur? Be'etzem, the reason that it's muter shlish mikayach sheni, and everyone is masking. So zaytik machlekes. Reb Shimon holds that it's no nesro because the ma'is is tochibim v'achar kach noilat, and Rabbanon holds sidoyo nesro. Why sidoyo nesro? Rabbanon hold because yibum arishayim aleo v'meila sidon nesro. This is the tzuras advarim be'etzem lefi Reb Elchanan. So the lomdes that it's muter is dafchof shlish mikach sheni yubo, and Reb Shimon and Rabbanon are going back and forth and the shayla sidon nesro as nishtok nesro. Rabbanon hold as nishtok nesro. I'm sorry, Reb Shimon hold that it's no nesro because it's mitzvah beheter, and Rabbanon hold as sidon yon nesro. So, Avdam is given shver be'etzem couple kashes. The main kashe is a sugya for Nesro. Nesro is the flamet. Second of all, so the reason of Reb Shimon that it's muter is because mitzvah be'etzem. No, the reason of Reb Shimon that it's muter because shlishi mikach sheini yubo. Why is no Nesro mitzvah be'etzem? Rabbanon, if someone asks you what Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon says that shlishi mikach sheini, the sheini has a heter, the shlishi also has a heter. Now, Rabban also I'm asking, Grade, if Noilad v'achar kach Yibim is Nesro, Yibim v'achar kach Noilad machlek is Rabban v'Reb Shimon. So what, my time at the Reb Shimon, that it's Muto? Shlish mikach sheini yubo. Why is no Nesro? Reb Shimon hold that it's no Nesro. Rabban hold that it's Nesro. And so the Gemara and the Yud Tesef Mut Beis didn't talk about the reason. Why Reb Shimon hold that it's Muto? Nishgiret. That's Chof, you tell me why it's Muto. You're telling me the argument, what happened to the Nesro. Rabban hold from the Nesro. Reb Shimon had mishum the Nesro. Loshen Rashi in the Mishneh. Rashi in the Mishneh spoke out the reason that it's muter. Rashi doesn't bring out garnish. Rashi in the Mishneh says, why Reb Shimon is muter? But loyniske kom achmosoi. It's weiter. Shein garnish. Shein nish the heter. Shein nish ken asir fa heter. Das ist das Schwerk. Das ist das Schwerk. And also, what is Yibum HaRishonim Nesro? Doesn't make sense that it's Nesro. Yibum HaRishonim, why it's Nesro? So, Mikoyach then, Reb Nochem has an andere Hezbo in the Sukh. I want to say over the Hezbo for Reb Nochem. It's more pshutim, but it's kidai. This is Be'etzem, the Tzurse de Shmaise. Reb Nochem zogt haze. Shitas Rashi, we'll see the Lashonis of Rashi is Mamish Meduyek lehafli. Shitas Rashi is Eishes Ach is Mutter leibu. We saw in Rashi daf Nun Beis. If you mekadesh leisha, it doesn't work. She's a erve. But if you do yibum, the Eishes Ach was never neser leibum. As I said, Rashi. Rashi had a tzad. Maybe you could be mekadesh. He said, Rashi, no, she's a erve. Leibum Hashem never asked her. So the Yevama is Mutter leibum. The Yevama is Mutter leibum. Eishes Ach was never neser leibum. The Hainu, it's not Esed de Chalaisa said. Eishes Ach is Mutter leibum. That means we're one with Nech. What's the Pshat Eishes Ach is Mutter leibum? The Isur Eishes Ach, She'en Leibonim, is an Isur that was not Ne'amar B'mokim Yibum. B'mokim Yibum, Hashem never gave this Isur for Eishes Ach. It's an Isur for Eishes Ach, She'en Leibonim, you're not allowed to marry it. B'mokim Yibum, you're allowed to marry it. Lashon HaRambam is, She'osur Liso Eishes Ach, She'yesh Leibonim. Eishes Ach She'en Leibonim is Oymed Leibum. Eishes Ach She'en Leibonim is Oymed Leibum. So Eishes Ach She'en Leibonim was never Nesa. Was never Nesa. But it's Poshet. And this is the Pashas. Why Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, now Levi does Yibum. Eishes Ach was never Nesa. Eishes Ach is Oymed Leibum. Eishes Ach is not Nesa Leibum. The case of a person divorces his wife and then remarries her and dies. So it's Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach was never Nesar Leibu. Eishes Ach is never Nesar Leibu. This is the Lomdus Be'etzem. We'll start with the Raya from Rebbe Elchanan. Person divorces his wife and remarries her and dies. In fact, Rebbe Elchanan, what is matter the first? It's Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach is Mutter Leibu. Eishes Ach is Mutter Leibu. Welche Eishes Ach is Mutter Leibu? Eishes Ach. Lemoshel. If it's a Erve, if it's a Bitoi, Bito is not mutar leibum. It's lacharayas. Achoyso is not mutar leibum. It's lacharayas. But Eishes Ach was not neser leibum. Eishes Ach was not neser leibum. Let me get a drop weiter. Zogt Reb Nochem, what Eishes Ach was not neser leibum? Anumul Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach sheloi hoya boilomoi is a ervedike Eishes Ach. It's a different kind of Eishes Ach. Weil it's a different kind of Eishes Ach, that Eishes Ach was never Mutter Leibum. It's a Erwedike Eishes Ach. Dehain, Eishes Ach never Nesar Leibum. Eishes Ach Shel Oyo Boilomoi, Eishes Ach Shel Oyo Boilomoi, is Osur Leibum. Eishes Ach Shel Oyo Boilomoi, is Osur Leibum. It's a Anderdike Eishes Ach. It's a Erwedike Eishes Ach. Weil it's a Erwedike Eishes Ach, it's Osur Leibum. Zogt Reb Shimon, I thought Rabbanon will start. Eishes Achim Shelo Hoya Boilomoi, I can't do Yibum. Reuven dies, Levi is born, Shimon does Yibum, Levi is born, Levi could do Yibum and Isur Eishes Ach. And Eishes Ach Shelo Hoya Boilomoi, it's not a Erwedik Eishes Ach. This Eishes Ach doesn't have a Eter Leibum. How are we matter it? It's a Erwedik Eishes Ach. This is the reason the Gemara starts. My time with the Reb Shimon, Rabbanon are right. Yibum is matir isur Eishes Ach. But welche Eishes Ach Yibum could be matir? Eishes Ach she'en leibonim. But Eishes Ach shelo hoya boilomoi? Say, as they be Eishes Ach she'yesh leibonim. This is Loshon Rashi and Beis Amud Beis. Ve'have leike Eishes Ach she'yesh leibonim. Meaning that Rashi, you can't do Yibum. It's have leike Eishes Ach she'yesh leibonim. Such an Eishes Ach doesn't have no heter leibum. Ve'have leike Eishes Ach she'yesh leibonim. What's Dr. Pshimah? Hoil ve mitzvah beheter. What's hoil mitzvah beheter? It's not a erwedike Eishes Ach. Yibum is matir Eishes Ach. This is a bad Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach she'en lebonim doesn't have a heter bichlal. Zogt Reb Shimon haze. And here's a nekuda. A daughter is a chefze of a daughter. A sister is a chefze of a sister. A cousin is a chefze of a cousin. Eishes Ach that doesn't have kids is a mitzias. Eishes Ach she'en lebonim. Grade was shaloi hoya boilomoi. What makes that Shelo Yehoya Boilomoi to become a different kind of Eishes Ach? What makes it to become a different material, a different kind of Eishes Ach? What could make it to be a different kind of Eishes Ach? What could make it? Shelo Yehoya Boilomoi. It's Eishes Ach. I could hear Eishes Ach Sheyesh Lebonim is a different Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach Shelo Yehoya Boilomoi, I'll be masbir it more. All of the other brothers that live with him, yeah, that's Eishes Ach, it's Eishes Ach, that is Mutter Leibum. I came late, so the Eishes Ach is a different Eishes Ach. But it says, yeah. While Be'etzem, she falls Leibum, and Hashem said not to do Yibum, Hashem was mafkia away from the parsha. While Hashem is mafkia from the parsha, so the nusach is azay. While she's oimed le Yibum and mikenish machen Yibum, that of koy from the parsha, Hashem was moiti her michlal heter eshesach, and Hashem made that this eshesach is a bad eshesach, is a ervedike eshesach. So this is the nusach. The nusach is azay. Eishes ochim shelo yob, eishes ach is oimed liyibum. Shelo yob oilomo is not oimed liyibum. But why it's not oimed liyibum? Why it's a erbedi keishes ach? It's keishes ach sheyesh lebonim. Because there's a reason to do yibum, and you can't do yibum. The parsha asks it. So when it falls liyibum, and you can't do yibum, vertach ha erbedi keishes ach. Zog Reb Shimon, aber beyibum ve'achar kach noilad, it was never oimed liyibum, so it never became a erbedike shesach. So b'mele it's a normal shesach, so I could do yibum. So I don't see the seder ha-givore. Zog di gemore, my time with the Reb Shimon. My time with the Reb Shimon? Homar, oil ve'bo ve'metzo be'heter ve'loy omda olav sho'achas be'isu. She was never ishes ochim shelo yoyo bo'ilomoy. She was never nizkak to him, so she doesn't have the shame of the erbedike shesach. She doesn't have the shame of the Ervedike Shesach. Because again, Be'etzim is the same Shesach. What makes it to be the Ervedike Shesach is that she needs Yibum, and Mikenish Machim Yibum, Dos Alein, Der Alein Afkoe, Shafs her to be a Shesachim Shleib Eilomoy, Shafs her to be a bad Shesach. What? The Shesach, but when the beginning is not an Ervedike Shesach. When she falls to Yibum and you cannot do Yibum, this Shafs her to be her Ervedike Shesach. If she doesn't fall le'ibum, she's not an erbedike shesach. When she falls le'ibum and you can't do ibum, this shafts her to be an erbedike shesach. On them, she's not an erbedike shesach. I mean, we'll be mad about it more, but first there's the tzus of the shmais. V'rabonon, so why rabonon hold that you can't do ibum? So she was never falling le'ibum. She's not in the parsha anymore. If she's not falling le'ibum, she's not an erbedike shesach. So why rabonon hold that you can't do ibum? Why Rabbanon hold that you can't do Yibum? Zog di Gemara, you know why? Yibumim arishayim aleha. She is in the parsha. Even noch Yibum, she needs weiter Yibum, and by me she's mufka from the parsha. Why she's a Yevomo, and by me she cannot do Yibum, because Shaloya Boilomoy is mafkia her from the parsha, so she's an ervedike shesach. So Seder HaGvore and Yutesa Mutbezes, my time with the Reb Shimon, Zog di Gemara, Reb Shimon said pshat. What is the lomdus of Reb Shimon? Vail is no nefile, it's not a ervedike shesach. Vail is, it's not a ervedike shesach. Zog di Gemara, such a glat, what Rabbanon hold? They hold it's a ervedike shesach, val yibum barishoinim aleo, so she is zog kietu yibum. She's in the parsha yet, so she becomes a ervedike shesach. So vait, that the Gemara will ask me out after it, ah, she's a yevama yet? So even if you divorce her, she needs chalitza. It's not a yevama yet. You told me that she's a yevama. That's time yibum arishayim epis words. You told me that the pshat is she's not noch haskoko. She needs a yibum. She's in the parsha. Ah, she needs noch yibum. She's in the parsha. No, so why Rabbi Moshe needs chalitza? Now, let me take in this first chalik. The first chalik from Reb Nochum. So the first chalik is the yofi in the first chalik is Reb Shimon is saying exactly what he wants. My time with the Reb Shimon, hoil v'metzo beheter v'loy omdo alav sh'aretz v'isu. The pshat is she never had a shame. Eishesach shnei ba'ilomoy. B'melech she never became a erve. This is the reason the yibum today doesn't have a problem with that isu, because that is not an erve dikei shesach. V'rabonon, it's your erve dikei shesach. Zok Reb Nochem, where it says it's milo b'milo Rashi in the Mishnah Yudches Amud Beis. Rashi in the Mishnah wants to explain my time with the Reb Shimon. Zot Rashi. The Koama Reb Shimon, the Kevon, the Kshanoi Latva Nisyabmo, Veloi Hoiso Al Zebe Zikas, Nesue Ochi Varishon Moilo, Muteres Loi. We asked the Kash of Firi Balchonon, this is not the reason she's Muta. She's Muta, Shlish Mekach Sheini. Why is no Nesro? Rashi is masbi. Why? If it's no zikim me'arishoyim, it's not called shaloi hoya bo'ilomoy. The shame cheftzev shaloi hoya bo'ilomoy is when you zokuk machma shaloi hoya bo'ilomoy and you can't do yibu machma shaloi hoya bo'ilomoy, this shafts. This gives you a koyach. This gives you a shame of a yisu. When this gives you a shame of a yisu, you can't do yibu. This shaves the shame of the Isu. This gives you the reason that you can't do Ibum. When you don't have that shame, you don't have a Isu. Now, we'll start with this chelek. So we understand the Pshat and Rab Shimon. Why Rab Shimon holds that she's Mutar? Because she was never Zakuk. What's the Pshat and Rabbonon? She is a Zakuk, so she has the shame Erva Dikei Shesach if she lo yehoya bo ilomoy. And why she has the shame Erva Dikei Shesach if she lo yehoya bo ilomoy? B'mele she's awesome. B'mele she's awesome. Now, we'll ask one more knesh. So why lefi Rab Shimon you can't do Yibum? Why if he was born, then Reuven dies, Levi is born, Shimon does Yibum, then we don't matter to do Yibum. We don't have to come now to Nesra. We could say much more pashut. Why when Levi is born, she's an Erva Dikei Shesach, so she stays an Erva Dikei Shesach. If she never fell to him, she never became an Erva Dikei Shesach for him. But why when he was born, she's an Erva Dikei Shesach, the man and she stays an Erva Dikei Shesach. If Mitzvah Beheter V'Layom Dela B'Yisru, she was never an Erva Dikei Shesach. So you could do Yibum. Masha'engen, Benoilad V'Achakech Yibum, she's an Erva Dikei Shesach. Rabbanon hold, Alamo she's an Erva Dikei Shesach. Why Alamo she's an Erva Dikei Shesach? The reason Alamo she's an Erva Dikei Shesach is because Shibum Rishonim, she's Oymed Leibu. Be'emes, Zog Reb Nochem, if you read the Rashis, Rashi and the Beis Amud Beis, and Rashi and Tes Amud Beis say exactly these words. We're starting Rashi and the Beis Amud Beis. Rashi says it. Let them sit together, the Rashi and Beis Amud Beis. We're learning the Mishnah. Ve'esh Esochim Shalai Hoya Bo'ilomai. The first Rashi and Beis Amud Beis. Ruven Shemeis Beloi Boni. Noilad loyach leachal misa v'shmoy Levi ve'omad shibem v'im ishtei v'lo isho acheres v'meis v'lo bonim v'nofru shteim lifnei Levi shteim b'turois lefi she'esh esruvet sh'neso l'shimen asuro l'Levi lefi she'esh esach b'koros k'shar arayes k'la sh'ilayes v'k'la tev v'nichesu v'mokim mitzah sivum k'shameis b'lo bonim shar rachmone ve'esh esochim sh'lo yo boi lo mishameis kodem ledosoi lo ishar ilay dichsiv ki yeshu yachdo. והילקח משמי סרובן נאסרו הלוי איסור אוילום כאישס אח שיש לבונים שביקי מאישס אח שיש לבונים ואפילו אחשם שנות הלפונים יקר נשיא אוכב שימוין אסור עליי בשביל רובן שביקי מאישס אח שיש לבונים על סרובן זה מלא שכן דו איבום תדה זה נוהט אותו דו איבום שזה ערב ונאישס אחים שלא היה בי למה and the same thing רשי נפטס עמוד בייס Rashi nefter zum Beis, das ist dieselbe Sach. Dir ist Masbir Reb Shimon. Sagt Rashi, wenn du sagst, le Polig Reb Shimon, ich habe mir zu rufen bei Bonnie, weil ich le immer Shimon nein hat Levi achim, weil ich das Kuckel le immer Israel zu rufen, viele zu. Weil lo mei wie immer Shimon mit bei Bonnie, mei Reb Shimon schas zu, oi wenn es so schachs, bin viele Rishon. Das sind das so Lomos. Again, weil sie became shlo yo bei lo mei, bei mir ist es so. Hallisch kein Schachs zu der Sugiev Nesser und der Flamme. Der Flamme ist ein different Sugiev. Stam Nesro steht in der Flamme. Stam Yevamo that didn't have a heter and then the heter comes back. Here's the other Sach. She's an Erva Dikei Shesach. She's a Mufka Dikei Shesach. This is this chelik of the Sugya. Be'etzer, the Sugya is glad. My time with the Reb Shimon, it's not Shalai Bo Ilom, it's not an Erva Dikei. My time with the Rabbonon, it's your Erva Dikei Shesach. No Shaykhes to the world of Nesro. So maybe why all the Kashas are Meyushev? We asked, Nesro, the Gemara never spoke about it. We don't need the name Nesro. We don't need the name Nesro. Erva Dikei Shesach, you don't do Yibum. Poshut. We asked the Kasha, why Rashi never mentions Nesro? Taki doesn't mention. The Loshon for Reb Shimon is Givaldik. He's talking on the point. Why it's Muter, Hoil Beloi Nesro Shoachas, she never became Shalai Bo Ilomoi. He's not saying, it's Muter's different reason. You know why it's no Nesro? Because it was no Nesro. He's speaking on the point. She's never Shalai Bo Ilomoi. This is the point. Rabbanon Acholik and that. And this is the Rashi and the Mishnah. Alts is glad. So what happens in Dafchof? What the Gemara wants in Dafchof? Frek the Gemara in Dafchof, Lefi Reb Shimon, if my brother is married to my sister, let it also to be Muter, Isurei Shesochiv Lehechon Holach. And the Gemara says, Shlishi Mekreach Sheni. What is Dafchof? Everything is good now. So Reb Nochem, the Gemara is going to the next step. You're right. It's not an Erva Dikei Shesach. It's not a treif dikei shesach. Say that. It's not a treif dikei shesach. It's not an erva dikei shesach. Aber frag de gemore, Aber es ist no mitzvahs yibum an der Eishasach. It's not treife dike Eishasach. It's not osur dike Eishasach. It doesn't have a problem with Eishasach. It is not a treife. But it's no mitzvahs yibum an der Eishasach. It's no mitzvahs yibum. The mitzvahs yibum is only as shimen. As ruven you don't have a mitzvah. What? What hutro? Hutro to who? What? To the person that did Yibum is Hutro. What does that get to us? To Hutro the other brothers? Tesis will say that maybe this is the Tarts of the Gemara. Kishem Shehut Allah, Hutro to someone else. Maybe. Say that. Chidushim al Chidushim. Hutro, what's Hutro? Ain't a Chinami. She's not an Ervedik Eishasach. Eishas Ruben is not a new Eishasach. It's the normal, simple Eishasach. But I don't have a mitzvah to me having that Eishasach. I don't have a mitzvah to me having that Eishasach. Die. Every time when Reuven dies and Shimon dies, Reuven does Yibum, Shimon does Yibum, and now Levi does Yibum. So the pshat is, Shimon Be'etzem has to meyabim Eishas Reuven. Also, Levi really had to meyabim Eishas Reuven. So Levi is doing it through Shimon. Every time. But here, Eishas Reuven, I don't have a mitzvah to meyabim. So you know, she's not an ervedik Eishasach. But what does matter me to meyabim this Eishasach? Eishasach was not never sale Yibum. But this is Eishasach is b'chlal not falling to me to Yibum. I don't have a mitzvah on that. I'm allowed to stand marry Eishasach because I have a mitzvah on something else. When I have a mitzvah to marry this Eishasach, so that Eishasach is not also to Yibum. I don't have a mitzvah to marry the Eishasach of Reuven. So what does matter the Yisuf from Eishasach? So stand because I have a mitzvah, I'm allowed to do different Avedas. So every Arayas I'm allowed to marry because my brother has a heter. Frank the Gemara, you're right that it's not an Ervedik Eishasach. I'm a masbet. And for the Gemara Azay, Shlish Mikach Sheini Uba. You're right. Oh, but the Shimon has a heter in that Eishasach. So while you meyabim Eishas Shimon, you get Shimon's heter. You get Shimon's heter. That's the tenets of the Gemara. Shlish Mikach Sheini Uba. Now, be masbet. In a lighter way, in a different way. Lo yetzuyer Eishas Sochim Shelo Yaboy Lomo Yizahar Vedike Eishasach. Shimon never had a heter on the Ervedik Eishasach. He had a heter on this lady. But he didn't have a heter on the Eishas Ervedik Eishasach. And this Freud, he had a heter. By him it was not an Ervedik Eishasach. By me it's an Ervedik Eishasach. He didn't have a heter. He had a heter on black, not on white. What? Because it goes into his shoes. So what? Shimon had a heter on the Erve or Shimon didn't have a heter on the Erve? Shimon didn't have a heter on the Erve, I'm sorry. By Shimon it was not an Erve. By Shimon it was a normal Eishasach. It was a simple one. Go into his shoes, take simples. Oh, but it's an Erve Eishasach. You can't take it. And for the Gemara, no. So that's the Mahalach of the Gemara. First Reb Shimon Erzachayim. Le'at, but she's klor. It's not even a shvere word. Zogt Reb Shimon, I hold she's not an Erve Eishasach. Zogt Rabbanon, we hold she is. For the Gemara, okay, she's not. Oh, but you don't have a mitzvah. So the Gemara, but he has a heter, I have his heter. So if she's not an Ervedik Eishasach, very good. He has a heter, I have a heter. And a choyster, he doesn't have a heter, I don't have a heter. And an Ervedik Eishasach, he doesn't have a heter, I don't have a heter. So b'meile kum teis hazeh. The knage of Reb Shimon, the longness of Reb Shimon, is in the Futesa Mutbeis. It's an Ervedik Eishasach. Rabban hold, I'm sorry, it's not an Ervedik Eishasach. Rabbanon hold it is the Ervedik Eishasach. Now we have a problem. Forget about Eishasach. But every time Reuven Shimon Levi is a problem. I have a mitzvah Yibum. Here I don't have a mitzvah Yibum. Bichlal on Eishas Reuven. How I'm taking her? So I'm like, well, it's a cloud from Shlishi Mikach Sheini Ubo. I get his heter. But I get his heter is only an answer after I know the lomdes that it's not an Ervedik Eishasach. So the time of Reb Shimon that time we know is a Yisoid Shlishi Mikach Sheini Ubo. And everyone agrees on it. The Gemara even never had a tzad that Rabbanu will disagree. The Gemara never had a tzad that Rabbanu will disagree with the klal if Shlishi Mikach Sheini Ubo. Everyone is masking to Shlishi Mikach Sheini Ubo. The Gemara never had a tzad that doesn't machlekes. Everyone agrees Shlishi Mikach Sheini Ubo. Shlishi Mikach Sheini Ubo. And Reb Shimon, and this the Gemara was not busy. The Gemara left it later. By the way, we have to speak it out. We have Mevarazayim, Vigedos. The Gemara will speak it out. Yerushalmi speaks it out by Achov and much more. But that's the sugi that you tchof. How it works, Taka? It's no mitzvah. Zog the Gemara, Shlishi Mikach Sheini Ubo. He has a heter, I get the heter. The Tiferet Nusach, I'm taking over his Nochamot, in a Tiferet Nusach, he took over that issues. When I have a mitzvah to take over his issues, is including everything what he has a heter bichlal. Aber if Ben Yitzhael v'dikesh esach, and then Yere never had a heter. Das ist der Oymek of the Gemara. Herzlich ein Gut. Lama sagen, Shlishim Mekach Sheini, Maaz Bada Shtikl Murek, the Chazanish explains. The whole issues of Shimon is the issues of Reuven. So when I do Yibum, I'm Meyabim Shimon, that is Meyabim Reuven. Duch me, Reuven is carrying on to live, right? Shimon was making shame to Reuven, that never happened, and I'm making shame to Shimon, that is making shame to Reuven. Out is Ein Greis Yibum. So me, I'm getting his heter. That is the Lomdus. So Alamo was pushed for the Gemara that it could work. Here's the shtickle chidush, because the Maaseh is no mitzvah to Meyabim Meishas Reuven. It works. And everyone is masking that it works. But it only works on Eish Yisach. Eish Yisach is a mitzvah Yibum. So Yerem has a heter, I have the heter. And two nuschos. Either I'm getting his heter, either I've become his heter, I'm Yerush Mekoymoy, I'm in his shoes, I get his heter. But we said on Achoysoy, that he doesn't have a heter, I also didn't have a heter. Eish Yisach is a heter, is the surah de les leheter. Eish Yisach is the surah de yis leheter. Is the surah the less letter? That's the knetch of the Gemara. Not the pshat. Eishes ach is a leichter yisu. Eishes ach she'en lebanim is a leichter yisu. Eishes ach she'yesh lebanim is a shverer yisu. Eishes ach she'lohei bo ilamai is a shverer yisu. V'meile kum teis hazeh. Here the cheshbon. The cheshbon is nochamot. The time of the Reb Shimon is sinishken erbedike eishes ach. Because there was no time that is chal the shalom erba ilomai. The melech nishim kach sheni could work. Time of the rabbanon, it's your erba dikesh esach. So if someone asks us, my time of the Reb Shimon, that's shlishim kach sheni. Shlishim kach sheni at Alamo works that Levi takes Shimon, that takes Reuven, and the mitzvah goes through. And even if he doesn't have a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. The time of Reb Shimon is that here it's not an erba dikesh esach. Because she never fell mikoyach Reuven, so she doesn't have a shame of shalom erba ilomai. And rabbanon hold, it's called the erba dikesh esach. Rashi in the Mishnah says, "My time with the Reb Shimon, shaloi noflo me'oilo machmosoi." This is the reason. B'meile, it's not a shaloi ebay lama. So meile, v'chem nochem, so tzusa the shmeisa is givaldik. I wanted to hear it good. Lefi Rebel Chonon, kum tois, time with the Reb Shimon is shlish mikoyach sheni. This is the ganze lomdus. There's no more arguments Reb Shimon v'rabbonon. So shalif, sidon esro, nishken esro. But the lomdus is shlish mikoyach sheni, and zero. And everyone agrees to the same lomdus. And the whole shal is Yogi ben Nesro, Nishki ben Nesro. But what is the time of the Reb Shimon? Only in the Frof is time of the Reb Shimon. And the Friutes is only a shayla Yogi ben Nesro, Nishki ben Nesro. There's no lomdus. It's not my time of the Reb Shimon in the Friutes Amud Beis. My time of the Reb Shimon is Shlishim Kuyach Sheini. No, Reb Shimon Hoz was no Nesro. Kada Rabban Hoz is a Nesro. But in Friutes you didn't say nothing Pshat and Reb Shimon. You didn't add nothing to Reb Shimon. You just, Rabban Hoz is Nesro. Reb Shimon, you didn't say nothing. The time of Reb Shimon, that's like Reb Nochem. Asugi doesn't go like that. You don't say the reason. Later you say the reason. Lefi Reb Nochem, the sugi is kemin choymer. The lomdes of Reb Shimon, hoil vebo vemetzoro beeter veloyom dolosho achas beisur, she never became shaloi hoyo boi lomoi. This is my lomdes. Bemele shlishim kach sheni could work. Because I hold it's not called a shaloi hoyo boi lomoi. And Rabbanon hold, it is called a shaloi hoyo boi lomoi. Dos in the machleikis. This is the Gemara, my time with the Reb Shimon, my time with the Rabbono. No, Abane. The Gemara that's later on finishes ice. Stop. What happened to the Ishisach? What happened to the mitzvah from yesterday? So the Gemara Hezbo. The Hezbo is Shlishim Mekoyach Sheini. Nachdachos is... Saying, the Svoris, I'm asking my shtick is similar to the Svoris of Rebbe Cholon. But it's andere Tzura in Ganzen. The Haim, the Yisayda Vikuach is... Lefi Reb Nochem is no Nesro, Rabbanon Nesro, what Shach the Nesro? He was born, Yenim, when he married to someone else, it's a Nesro. Nesro is B'shas Nefila. There's no Parsha of Nesro, Bichlal. We're not Mechadish, Yibum HaRishoni makes Nesro. Why Shlishim Kach Sheni doesn't work with Rabbanon? Not because it's Nesro. Shlishim Kach Sheni doesn't work because it's Shalai Hoya Bay Lamai. Lefi Rebel Cholon is the Parsha of Nesro. And Miller Rebbe Cholon has all different simonim and the klolim of Nesro. He says, "V'chur leMoshe." Rebbe Cholon asks on himself, "If Nesro is mitzad chison darchinoyam, here he doesn't see a problem of darchinoyam because she was married to someone." This is one of the rais of Rebbe Cholon. The advice is Nesro is not mitzad darchinoyam because if mitzad darchinoyam, she's anyway married. She wasn't afkemina. The Teretz is, who spoke about Nesro? When Handel is the Suga for Nesro? Rashi never mentioned Nesro. The Suga is, Keshes Ach Sheyesh Loi Bonim, it's a Erva de Keshes Ach. And the Erva de Keshes Ach is no Shlishi Mekach Sheini. It's no Musa to say Shlishi Mekach Sheini. But Spas no Shlishi Mekach Sheini. Thought maybe the Seder HaGemara in your test could have been a little bit different. Oh, but the Seder HaGemara in your test, Nafchof, Frank the Gemara about Lemaise. What happened to the Yisur of yesterday? You're right, it's not an Erva de Keshes Sach. But as a Yisur, Stam Mitzvah is Matir, so every Matir is a Gemara, nay. That's the Yisur of the Yisle HaTeira. If you see Rashi, maybe it's Lav Davke, I think it shines. The last Rashi before the Mishnah, Nafchof. Rashi says, Yisur HaChoyse Lesle HaTeira. אבל איסור יש אסך, איס להתאירה כשאין לו בונים. מה זה רשי נוח אבו? יש אסך, יש לו יתר המון. לא זה קרשי. יש אסך כשאין לו בונים, אז נשכי נעבד דקה, יש אסך, אז מותר להיבו. זה ממילא, אז אילגע, כשמי עשרי שם בלי בונים, פה כאיסור הלגע בשני, why? Like I said in the Mishnah, וכשנסור שני שם, בגלל שני הוא בו. זה קרשי, נשכי נעבד דקה, יש אסך. אבל לא יצור כלפי לוי, את איזה ארבד דקה, יש אסך. Send that is a sach. Yeah, I'm just going to head. Now, in Reb Shimon alone, I'm not going to say it twice. We explained it before. I'll just say it clear. In Reb Shimon, why ben noilet v'achar kech yivem, it's also. So, we could say Nesro, but not just come to Nesro, so come to Nesro. It's better from Nesro. Here the pshat is, it already got a shem shalai hara boi lomoi. What it felt to me, and again, the reason is, like we're explaining from Reb Nochem, that Be'etzem Dei Shesach Alamol is the Zol Bezach. It's the Zol Bezach Dei Shesach. Achoyso is Taki Ha'erve. Dei Shesach Be'etzem is a normal Zach. Yesh Le'bonim, El Le'bonim, no. That's how you get the Gators. If you don't have kids, it's one kind of Dei Shesach. If it has kids, it's a different kind of Dei Shesach. Shalei Bo'i Lomoi is also a different kind. Why it's a different kind? I'm saying, this is the hard part of Reb Nochem, but this is the Lomdus. The Shalei Bo'i Lomoi, the Shalei Bo'i Lomoi, is a hard part. Why the Shalei Bo'i Lomoi is the Erve? Because Be'etzem it's a Numa Lei Shesach. Hashem has to say, don't do Yibu. So Hashem has to be Moitzi you from the Parsha. When He was Moitzi you from the Parsha, so it means, Klape you, this Lei Shesach is a different kind of Lei Shesach. If Hashem doesn't have to be Moitzi you from the Parsha, because you're not in the Parsha, you're not Negiah to the Parsha, there's no Nefila, so it's a Numa Lei Shesach. So that is Shesach. If it will follow Yibum, it will have a head. If it will follow Yibum, it will have a head. Our valley doesn't have to be made to you from the parsha, because she's ready mitzvah beheta. So mele b'chai gavne, it's muta. Now, let me gain tzurik to the different Gemara. Melefir b'nochem, it's leichter, but even all b'nochem. So what the Gemara is on? Frek the Gemara ha'kashe, let me get back to your testament base. Frank the Gemara Kash, so what you telling me if you're a bonum, Yibum Marishani Maleo. So we said all the stamps do epis. Where Rebbe Chanan learned it's enough epis dears geblieben to machta nesro. Other way we're saying now Rabbonon hold that it's not completely over. She is Neufele Yibum, just Yenem is chapping. But Be'etem she's Neufele Yibum and she's Mufka from the new brother, because Yachtov she's Mufka from him. So Bemele she gets a shame of Shalahya Bay Lamar. So like Gemara Azei. Even after Yibum, you tell me she's Be'etzem a skuka? Rashi says, why Lefir Rav Shimon is not a problem? Because ain't a skuka oid. And what is the answer Lefir Rabbanon? Your skuka oid. Frag the Gemara if she's a skuka. Elo hodet na, kon tzarei ki ishli lechol dovo. Ve'omar Rav Yosi, bar chanina melamed shemigarsho begeto machziro tu chidushim. One chidush that is allowed to take her back. And another chidush that it's enough to give her a get. After the Yavam divorces her, if you're telling me that it's over, there's no muzike, I hear it's enough to give a get. But if you're telling me that it's left over, she will need a chalitze. That's the Gemara's card. The Gemara, Shani Asam, the Kov, Elokon, Elisho, Kevin, Shalakoch, and Asik, Isha, Lechol, Dobo. That was the back of the Droshes. That's the Gemara. Now, Rashi comes twice, and Rashi switches the Gemara a little bit. Zok Rashi, last Rashi in your testament, but Zok Rashi Azei. Velo kholo leisho veibmo, aval gibi shekonco adayin kruyo yevomo. Aval bi shekonco adayin kruyo yevomo. As yeis ta yevomo, we say, lefi Reb Nochem gishmakir, sa yevomo mitazike. Is the gasi, yochi, tiboye chalitza. Alomot man kol tzarei ki ishtri kilema. Iyochet isha shinisiyad bo. Here's the lashon Rashi that we need. Adayin ziko rishoyno oleo. Adayin ziko rishoyno oleo. Tibo yechalitz kol isha shinisiyad bo. Ubasta shelegasho letizgele beget. Shemegasho beget. Veino tzarei chalitzo. Vim rotzo lehachziru machziru. ולא אמרים מצווה רמי הרחמון על אשלה תגו לביסו איש הזה. לימי עדיין יבום הראשון עם הלוב ותיבוי חליצו. זוג דרמבן, that is מדויק in Rashi, that Rashi switched the kasha, that the Gemara is only asking one kasha. If you're telling me יבום הראשון עם הלוב, so why if Shimon doesn't die, if Shimon divorces, she doesn't need a get, what happened to that שתיק יבומים? רב נוחם קלור, רב נוחם, זה שתיק יבומים. What happened to that יבומים? Why you don't need a חליצה for that שתיק יבומים? Why you don't need Yibumim for the Shtik Yibumim? What happened to that? Where disappeared this Chaylik? Zog the Ramban, Be'etzem, if you see this Braise, the Braise said two things. Melamed shemegarsho begetu machziro. We spoke it out in the Fchesam Udbeis, that is two chidushim in the Braise. One chidush in the Braise is that it's enough to give a get. It's enough to give a get. You don't need to do chalitza when you divorce her. And machziro, that you're allowed to take it back. This is the second chiddush. That you're allowed to take it back. Not only, two chiddush. Melamed shemegar shabeget. That you could divorce her with a get, you don't need a chalitza. And umachzira. Both of these chiddushim, from where we learn both of these chiddushim, we learn both of these chiddushim, from nasa ki ishti lechol dovo, mamish like a wife, that you could divorce her with a get, mamish like a wife, that you could take her back. Frek di gemore now, yibum marishonim aleo, so she's not mamish like a wife. שהוא נית חליצה. זוג דרמבן, I'm learning פשעת את הגמורה, the גמורה is asking two questions. She will need חליצה, and you will not be allowed to take her back. This is the גמורה's קשה. Not one קשה, two קשהs. Rashi is מדגיש from the beginning. Is the גרסי, the קשה will be only on חליצה. Even though we're going to bring a ברייסה, that in ברייסה שתי תו חידושים. מלמד שמגר שבגט ומחזירו. We're not asking at both chidushim, said Rashi. We're only asking why she doesn't need chalitza. And the Ramban is saying that the Gemara is asking both kashas. What is the both kashas? One kasha is the Gemara is asking why she doesn't need chalitza. And the second kasha the Gemara is asking why you're allowed to take her back. We have a machlekes Ramban and Rashi. Zabazach, Reb Nochem is medayek, then Tesis and Ksubis, Napiyar, if Shteta Zevi Rashi, and in Rashbo, the Shteta Zevi the Ramban. So I'm like, it's Rashi and Rabban against Rashi and Tesis. Rashi and Tesis mean that the Gemara's Kasha is only, what is the Gemara's Kasha? Only, why you don't need Chalitza? That's an ain't a chenek from the Gemara's Kasha. Why you don't need Chalitza? And the Ramban and the Rashi learn, what is the Kasha of the Gemara? Two Kashas. Why you don't need Chalitza? And why you're allowed to take her back? These are two Chalokim. I want to be masbir. It's two parts. This is Ramban. The Ramban steht klar am Achlekes. It's two parts that we have to understand. One part is easier, and one part we'll see that this is the oimik of the sukkah. We'll start from the easier part. So Reb Nochem, so be'etzem is the yisaydis nikim Achlekes. Rashi learns that the Gemara's kasha is, what is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that why you need a get? Why? Why get is enough? Yibum barishayim, du chalitza. Yibum barishayim, du chalitza. Yibum barishayim, du chalitza. This is the Gemara's kasha. Yibum barishayim, du chalitza. It's a kasha. Oh, but the second Gemara, that you need a pasuk, melamed shemegarsho begetu machziro. This, not noigea to the pasuk yibum barishayim aleo. Dehainu, even if I would not have, maybe I'm asking it like this, and Rashi is mashma like this. Luyitzur is no pasuk if yibumim arishonim aleo. Luyitzur, we don't have the pasuk if yibumim arishonim aleo. So misvore, you make yibum, you finish, you divorce. It's not svore that you will need chalitza. The reason is the tzad that you will need chalitza is because yibumim arishonim aleo, how you could let it to go without chalitza? How you could let it to go without chalitza? Yibumim arishonim. Oh, but the second kasha, why are you allowed to take her back? This is given a kasha misvore. Why are you allowed to take it back? This kasha is not because yibum marishonim aleo. This kasha is a svore dike kasha. Why are you allowed to take it back? And it's not noigea if you darshan yibumim harishonim or you're not darshan. So nochabo. In Rashi, when Azay is mefurish in the Gemara and Dafla Metes, it's kimat often the Gemara the way we have the girsa by us, that the Gemara says like this, why you need a get and it's enough, you don't need chalitza? This is shver, if you have yibumim harishonim, so she's not over, why you don't need chalitza? Oh, but the second kasha is not the Gemara and Metes, it's stomach kasha. Stomach kasha. Why not to take her back? How are you allowed to take her back? She's a shesach. This is not because yibumim harishonim. The kasha why I don't need chalitza is only because yibumim harishonim. The second kasha why I'm not allowed to take her back, this is stam kasha. What? As I said in Rashi. Daf Lamed Beis. That the gemara's kasha melamed shemegarshu begeto machziro. It's not because yibumim harishonim. The kasha of yibumim harishonim was only a reason to ask why get is enough. I will need chalitza. Why get is enough? I will need chalitza. Yibumim harishonim, I will need chalitza. Oh, but the second kasha, why am I allowed to take her back? This is stam kasha. And the Torah says, "V'lacho, ma'asik ishto lechol davar." Oh, but it's stam kasha. Oh, but not that because yibumim harishonim, the Gemara asked that kasha. In Ramban, shteit nishtaze. That without the yibma, yibumim harishonim, I would not need chalitza. And without the yibma, I would be allowed to take her back. Only because the yibma, the Gemara wants me not to take her back. So what is the machlekes? Lefi Rashi, the reason the Gemara is asking that I won't need chalitza is because the yibma. Oh, but the reason we need a drosha, melamed shemegarshu begetu machziro, this misvora I'm not allowed to take her back. And the Ramban state no. Misvora I don't need chalitza, and misvora I'm allowed to take her back. What the Gemara is asking, v'al sido v'yibmo, why I don't need chalitza, v'al sido v'yibmo, why I'm allowed to take her back. Zog Reb Nochem, this chelik is the leichte chelik of Reb Nochem. Zog Reb Nochem hazeh. Rashi learns, on v'yibmo, I did yibmo, it's a mitzvah. Let me also ask you a kasha. After chalitza, the Gemara also has a kasha, maybe do yibmo. You did chalitza, it's over. You did yibmo, it's over. You have to get rid of her, give her a gift. Why not? She's stuck. So we need chalitza. The second kasha is a svara. You did yibum. You divorced her. What would be the heter to take her back? It's not eishesach. Is mutter le mitzvah. You divorced her. The mitzvah finished. How you could take her back? If you remember, Tesis and Avchesim would base one to the ass that be a shnir would be also. This reason Tesis Shitos was learning like Rashi. Talking about why Rashi learned what was the heter of Eishesach. Rashi said in a few days, Let me tzvosa. I did the mitzvah. It's over. Frank the Gemara. So maybe I'm not allowed to take it back. Nasik Yishel Lechol Dover. It's muta. The first kasha I need the yibma. On the yibma, for sure I could divorce her. Like the Gemara, but no, the yibma. Maybe I can divorce her. Oh, but the second kasha doesn't need a pasuk. The second kasha is misvore. You finished yibum. It's not reshesach. Till Taisa says in the ches, maybe even be a shmir. Akadosh Baruch Hu didn't say to get divorced. Say, oh, but you finished the marriage. It's over. So, frank the Gemara, why am I allowed to take her back? It's a pasuk. So the second kasha doesn't need to be giboit and the yibma. The first kasha needs to be giboit and the yibma. On the yibma, you're right. I could do a get. I don't need to do chalitza. Frank the Gemara, she's attached. Oh, but the second kasha is a svaradike kasha. You're right that I'm allowed to marry her, but if I divorce her, mechateis, I'm allowed to take her back. This is Shitas Rashi. The Ramban, l'shitosoi, learn nishtazah. The Ramban, Zog Reb Nochem, learns that the yisoid of heter ibum is hutar michlolot. Hashem never asked the shesach. The Ramban is medame to chelev chayel. Chelev behema is asu, chelev chayel is muta. Ishesach she'en leibonim, Hashem never asu. Michlal. Huta michlal. If you remember, we saw the Ramban in Teras Ha'odom, he brings Tesis kasha b'yashniya. He says he doesn't want what Tesis wants from b'yashniya. Hashem said Ishesach is not asu, finish. Ishesach she'en leibonim is not asu. We bring down the whole Rebbe Chonon. that the Tesis asks the Kasha from Bir Shniyo, the Ramban and Teresa Odom and the Yad Rama, they don't hold that the Kasha starts Michlal. Hashem said that the Shisach is not Nesa, but Mokim Yibum. It's Huta Michlal. Like Chelev Chaya is Mutar, like you're allowed to do Melocha on Sunday. Hashem only asked for Shabbos. Hashem only asked for kids that have kids. Kids, people that don't have kids, Hashem never asked for them. So if it's Mutar in Gansen, so you can ask the Kasha that it'll be a Yisrael to take it back. Why would it be Yisrael to take it back? Mechatesa to be also. So the Gemara only could ask the Kasha, why I'm not allowed to take it back? Or the Rashba, Lemoshel. The Rashba says that the Malef, Hutro, Venesro, Vechosro, Vehutro, the Yishasach never comes back. Even if it's no mitzvah sibu. If the Yishasach never comes back, so why I'm not, when I'm divorced, so why I'm not allowed to take it back? You can ask the Kasha, maybe you're not allowed to take it back. This is the first chelik. I want to misunder it, because on the first chelik, but that's the second Kasha, chelik. So nochmal, Rashi is madgish that the Gemara's kasha will be only one kasha. Why you allowed to? Why you need a get? Why get is enough? If sidove yibo need chalitza, that is a kasha. But the second brachelik of the brayse that was a salkedaito that you're not allowed to take her back. This is a kasha misvara. Stop! You did yibo mechatez, you're allowed to take her back. When Avdem steht velekocho, kevet shenasek ishti lechol davar, you're allowed to. But on velekocho misvara, you're not allowed to. So why you need, and it's command before the Gemara daf lametes abud alef lefi Rashi. The Gemara has a kasha v'yimmo, this is the reason you need a pasuk that you don't need chalitza. Then the Gemara says, and why I need a pasuk that I can't take her back? Because misvorah I would think that I'm not allowed to take her back. Masha'enk and the Ramban learned that misvorah, I'm allowed to take her back. Rabban says that he doesn't see a mokum to taste his kasha and be a shnir. As if you're allowed to do melocha on Sunday, Eishasach she'en lebonim Hashem never asked it. The Rashba says, Behutro v'nesach v'chazor behutro daf memalef, the Eishasach never comes back. If the Eishasach never comes back, the mele, mechateisa I'm not allowed to take it back. Mele, the gvor is kasha, is only because of him. This chelek is leicht. And this poshet. Klo, let's get it as klo. What? A minute. Let me gain one more step. And this is a mitzvah gedolah liyashiv. And we'll start first mitzvah. It's not only that Rashi learned that it's a svore, and the Ramban learned that the second kasha needs a pasuk. As a mefurish Ramban. We'll start from Rashi. I think Rashi, Nochem is Ramban is all of this. Rashi not only doesn't need the Ramban. Rashi says misvora I would not be allowed to take her back because Hashem only has matir mi bi'ah rishoyna. I think Rashi is asach tifer. Helzachan good. The Gemara is asking a kasha. What is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is the Yibum Morishoinim Aleo. Frag the Gemara if Yibum Morishoinim Aleo. So why? If Yibum Morishoinim Aleo, so why she doesn't need it? Why get is enough? You will need chalitza. As I frag the Gemara, you will need chalitza. Asheine kasha. Love this. You write that. She's a Yubam. You told me now that it's left over from the first Zika. If it's left over from the first Zika, so you need Chalitza. I hear. What is the second Kasha will be? Val Yibum Rishonim Aleo, why are you allowed to take her back? I want to ask you a Kasha. Misvora I hear. Rashi learns you don't need a Pasuk for the second Kasha. Second Kasha is Tama Kasha, not the Ghetto Arsugya. Why am I allowed to take her back? Love is Zogun. No. The Gemara wants to ask because the Pasuk. I'm asking you. Because the Yibmo is a reason not to take her back? Because Yibumi Marishonim Aleo is a reason not to take her back? Rashi learns that the Ramban is wrong. Not only that he doesn't need the Ramban, that the Kasha is Misvore. Rashi learns that it's wrong. What means that it's wrong? How you will ask the Kasha? How you will ask this Kasha? What you will ask? Why am I allowed to take her back? Why am I allowed to take it back? How am I allowed to take it back? Shteit v'yibmo. Why v'yibmo will be a reason that I'm not allowed to take it back? Why v'yibmo will be a reason that I'm not allowed to take it back? I can hear. And the first kasha is gesund. Frag the Gemara, I divorce her, I hear. But if a yidma, she's a shtickle connected, so she will need chalitza. I go to kasha. But on the second kasha, why am I allowed to take her back? A kasha misvora I hear. Stop, I finished yibum, misvora, why am I allowed to take her back? You need a drosha. It's not to get to our sugya. Rashi Taki took that part of our sugya. Come to Ramban, no, no, no. It's from the same kasha. Rashi doesn't understand how it could be from the same kasha. Why the yibma will shaf a reason that you're not allowed to take it back? Why the yibma will be a reason that you're not allowed to? You got divorced, you made a yibum and you divorced her. Mitzvah I can hear. The Shisach was already mutter, I take it back. Oh, but shtei the yibma. So what if shtei the yibma? So what if shtei the yibma? Why the fakal? I think from fakal. I'm the chayevama. Fakal is machal mitzvah to take it back. Adraba, I will take it back. Rashi lechure, not stam. Rashi didn't learn like the Ramban. Not only Rashi didn't need to say the Ramban. Rashi learns the Ramban is wrong. The yibma cannot be a reason. So mitzvah aleinu liyashiv yitzter. What's in the pshat of the Ramban? Why the yibma for the first chelek is gishmak? Why the yibma could be a reason that you need chalitza? So she's connected. If she's connected, there's a reason that you will need chalitza. I could hear. But the yibma could be a reason not to take her back. This needs pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban needs a pshat. How the yibma could be the reason not? Some say fakar. So Rashi now is glad twice. First we say Rashi learned that the Gemara is kasha. The yibma is only a kasha and chalitza, and the other zach no shayches. And fakar the other zach is mitzvore a kasha. And Rashi learns only mitzvore. Nish mitzvore is bichlav nishkin kasha though. And the Ramban learns to say, Misvor is not a kasha. I could hear. Ramban is shitosir, Rav Nochem says very nice, Misvor is not a kasha. But here we need the end. And why the yibma is the reason to cause this kasha? How the yibma is the reason that you're not allowed to take it back? How the yibma could be a reason? How the yibma could be a reason? The yibma, don't take it back. I would say the yibma is the reason to take it back. So I'm saying, so here Medaf Mevdal Zayn, the Zayn of Saramban has not only why he cannot say like Rashi, why Lishitosa he could say what he say. Rashi didn't need to say like the Ramban and doesn't hold like the Ramban. Cannot say Pshat in the Sugya like the Ramban. And the Ramban, Lishitosa, he didn't say like Rashi because he doesn't hold from a Svore. Oh, but he said a new Pshat. And this needs Pshat. This needs a Hesber. Yeah, right.